In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor profiles a local Eagle Scouts project about peregrine falcons.
Birders have enjoyed opportunities to see peregrine falcons in East Central Illinois with increasing frequency over the past two decades. That's a remarkable thing to be able to say when you consider that the entire population of peregrines in the eastern U.S. was wiped out by pesticides such as DDT before they were banned in the early 1970s. But the peregrine falcons observed here have been transient birds, en route between breeding territories somewhere to our north and wintering areas somewhere to our south. The case has been different, however, with one highly visible peregrine, which is distinguishable by its pale coloration and preference for particular perches. It has been seen regularly over the course of the past four winters on and around the tall residence halls along 4th Street in Champaign on the U of I campus. When Greg Lambeth of Urbana observed this falcon in company with a second peregrine on the side of Illini Tower back in April of last year, he decided to follow through on an idea he had been kicking around for a couple of years. That was to get a nest box erected near the top of the building so that peregrines might be tempted to stick around and breed. Lambeth was hopeful such a project might work because his father has succeeded with a similar effort where he lives in Grand Forks, North Dakota. A nest box installed on a water tower there has attracted a pair of breeding peregrines each of the past 2 years. Nest boxes have also played a role in the establishment of peregrines in Chicago, where about a dozen pairs now breed every year. Enter John Patterson, a Boy Scout with Troop 6 in Urbana. He learned of Greg Lambeth's idea and made it into the basis of his Eagle Scout service project last fall. When we spoke about the project, he told me, "I wanted to do something out of the ordinary, something that would really help people connect with nature." In cooperation with Lambeth, John secured a grant from the Champaign County Audubon Society to purchase materials for building two peregrine nest boxes, with the idea that having more than one would increase the chances of attracting birds to breed. He then led other scouts from Troop 6 in the construction and painting of the nest boxes, with additional help from his father. The first box was installed in December on the east face of the topmost structure on Illini Tower, thanks to approval from the building's manager and the labor and expertise of building service workers. Plans are for the second box to be installed atop nearby Sherman Hall sometime in the very near future. In addition to getting the nest boxes built and installed, John Patterson also wanted to provide the Champaign County Audubon Society and the Champaign-Urbana community with a resource for understanding peregrine falcons. Toward that end, he created a slideshow presentation about them for use by Audubon and the Urbana Park District's Anita Purvis Nature Center. Greg Lambeth is thankful for what Patterson has accomplished, and he expresses hope that many others will benefit from the project. In his words, "More than 1,000 people a day will have the opportunity to see these birds if they breed here, and peregrines are the kind of bird that inspire passion and appreciation for the natural world."
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the U of I College of Fine and Applied Arts. Thank you.